Hello, and welcome back to the My First Marathon podcast, where usually we're interviewing runners in all stages of their running careers about their first marathon experiences. But today we're back with another Wednesday mini episode. So I have had the absolute privilege as a coach to be working with more and more first-time marathoners. And as I start to have more and more coaching calls with more first marathoners, there's been some more consistent questions that have been coming up. So on today's mini episode, I'm going to be walking you through the three steps that I think that you should take to dial in fuel. Let's jump right in. All right, now before we get started, I have to give a little disclaimer, just like I do on every single guest episode, that fueling is your own journey. Everybody is different. You should try anything and everything when it comes to fuel and find out what works best for you. I am also not a nutritionist, so I am going to be giving you broad coaching advice on how to dial in fueling, not necessarily specific stats on how much fuel you should be taking or what you should be taking. That being said, there are three main steps to dialing in fuel. Step one is choosing a texture that you can actually tolerate. Step two is testing them on your lower risk runs. And step three is perfecting your strategy. We're going to walk through all three steps today. For step one, there are three main options that you have for fuel. They are chews, gels, and liquids. The best way to start is to get a variety of options and start testing them on your lower risk runs. Your lower risk runs are basically anything that's not your long run or any sort of speed workout. As long as you're running more than like 30 minutes, you can test out a gel on any midweek run. So let's start with gels. There's a couple of different texture options when it comes to gels. There's brands like Goo that tends to be a little bit thicker and stickier, while brands like Huma tend to be more the consistency of applesauce. Honey Stinger is also great if you like the texture of honey. It's very similar to that. And then there's also options like liquid goo that go down like water and you can kind of take as an alternative to regular gels. So there's a bunch of stuff out there and I would encourage you to try a handful of different texture types within the gel kind of spectrum. There are also varying levels of concentration within gels, meaning that you can find gels with more carbs and sodium packed into a singular gel. The more popular brand that you've probably heard a lot is Morton for something like this. A lot of people don't love the texture and like lack of flavor with Morton's, but you can certainly get down more in one single gel. So you end up having to take a lot less gels overall. So if you want to take gels or you feel like your body feels best with gels, but you hate the texture or you hate the experience of taking a gel, maybe something like Morton is a nice middle ground for you because you have to get them down, but there's a lot more of like bang for your buck. If you truly can't tolerate a gel, but you can manage to chew something on a run, chews might be best for you. For me personally, I love to take chews on a run, but I have to take a walking break every time that I take a chew. So I only take them on like my slower, easier runs, but you might be different. You might be able to chew and run. It's a skill that I do not have personally. My favorite chews are Nukes. I really love Nukes. If you're a Sour Patch Kid fan, Nukes are great. I also love the Honey Stinger ones for chews, but I know that there's a million of them out there that I haven't tried. I have a lot of friends that love the Scratch Chews, S-K-R-A-T-C-H. They have a really good one from what I've heard. But just make sure you read the serving sizes on the back is really what I wanted to mention with chews. A lot of times runners will tend to underfuel by mistake because they don't read the serving size on the back of the pack. So just make sure that you're reading the serving size on the back of the package because you might have to be taking in more chews than you think. And then lastly, out of the options that you can take in for fuel, we have liquids. And when I'm talking about liquids, I am talking about the stuff that you put in your flasks or your bottles when you go on a run. Now, there are some liquids that are carb and electrolyte heavy and can replace some gels, but keep in mind that you will need to take in more fluids on a run if you're only supplementing with liquids. So I typically recommend a mix of both. You don't necessarily only want to rely on liquids, as you will likely have to use the bathroom a lot during your race trying to fuel in that way. And it's easier to get behind because it's less concentrated than a gel. The other thing to keep in mind, especially if you're marathon training, or I guess half marathon training too, any longer runs that are over, I would say 10 miles, is you're going to get fatigued from having to drink something the entire time. Gels you're taking typically every 30 to 45 minutes. When you're having to take in your carbs and your sodium source through your liquids, you're going to have to be constantly taking that in. So sometimes that can fatigue people. Sometimes people don't love that. So just kind of keep that in mind. An ideal run for me, if I'm running like, let's say 18 miles and I'm doing just an easy run, I take a mix of all three. I don't be afraid to really mix it up. I know that on really, really long runs like that, where I'm going to be out there for several hours, I don't like to take the same texture that whole time. So I will take a mix of gels. I'll take a pack of chews so that I can switch it up if I need to, and then I'll put something concentrated in my bottle, like a Tailwind or a Scratch, to supplement some of the carbs, sodium, and electrolytes that I'm not getting from my gels. So that's step one and step two, choosing a texture and then testing them out on your lower risk runs. Once you've narrowed down a few options that work for you, then you want to start working on strategy. I typically advise my beginners to start fueling every 30 minutes and just see how that feels. That's typically the most common like fuel strategy that most people follow. But like I mentioned in the beginning, you may have to fuel more or less often depending on your body and depending on the type of fuel that you choose to use. So just keep that in mind. since you know by now what gels or chews or liquids or whatever you choose, it does well on your stomach, the experimentation with timing can now happen on your long run. So you can start with 30 minutes, start to fuel every 30 minutes, but you can adjust to 45 more or less, depending on how things are feeling. You don't want to feel like you need fuel at any point on a run. If you feel hungry or you're craving something or you're thirsty, you're probably not feeling enough. You should be ahead of that feeling for the most part. So if you try every 30 minutes and you feel like you're constantly playing catch up, you may have to take fuel a little bit sooner than 30 minutes, for example. So just to recap one more time, step one is to choose a texture, try a bunch of different stuff, see what works best in your stomach. Step two is to test them on your lower risk runs and see what actually sits when you're in a running environment, not just what texture you feel like you can get down. And then step three is dialing in when you should actually take them. If I were to put this in your marathon plan, I would say, like, let's say a 20 week marathon plan, for example, I would say weeks 1 through 10, that's your testing period. That's where you should be trying a bunch of different stuff on your lower risk runs and really kind of dialing in the textures and things that you like. And then weeks 10 to 15, that's where we're really dialing in strategy. Weeks 15 to 20, that is where we are just practice the same strategy that we've been practicing the whole block. So hopefully that puts it a little bit in perspective for you on how to introduce fuel. That's all I got for you for today. A reminder that the First Marathon Buddy community is welcoming first marathoners now at school.com/myfirstmarathon. That's school with a K, school.com/myfirstmarathon. So join the community of amazing runners today. All right, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.